Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
So the Passionists were approved in the 1700s. We now have been in the church for some 250 years. We're in 56 countries. We have retreat centers here in the United States. We're filming this from our chapel here in Houston, where we have a beautiful retreat center. We have retreat centers in Detroit, Sacramento, Los Angeles, New York, Florida, all up and down the East Coast. Missionaries like myself go out and preach the gospel everywhere through TV, through writing, preaching, chaplains, prison chaplains. We're all over the world. See, it was an inspired vision. And what would have happened if Paul had given up? But he didn't give up. He got up. He was resilient. He bounced back. He pressed on. And you can do the same thing too, because the same spirit that was in Paul the Apostle is in you. The same spirit that kept Jesus moving forward is in you. The same spirit that motivated St. Paul of the Cross is in you. It's that indomitable, relentless, indefatigable Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. This one thing that I do, I forget what lies behind, and I press on toward the goal. So I want you pressing on. Scripture is telling us, and Jesus shows us, and the saints demonstrate to us that what we must do is press. And we have to be unwavering and unyielding and unbending and determined and consistent. This is the way to live your life. This is what it means to be a disciple. You can't be wishy-washy and mamsy-pamsy. And in all the areas of your life, your family, your prayer life, your dreams, your goals, your character, you have to press on. And if you don't, you're just going to be stuck. And I want you to be a person that lives with passion. No matter how old you are or how young you are, be a person that goes forward. It's really important. And then Paul the Apostle said, now this is the third part of my sermon here. Paul the Apostle said, this one thing I do, I forget what lies behind, and I press on. And then he said, get this, towards the goal. Now he didn't say to the goal, he said towards the goal. Now to me, there's a great distinction there. He was talking about the notion of the journey, of process, of progression, of movement, of heading in the direction of. That's exactly what discipleship is. I'm writing a whole new book on that. Right now, the title of it is The Sacred Walk. I haven't written it yet. I'm in the process of writing it. And I want to talk about the sacred walk. In other words, discipleship as a journey, as movement, as going forward, as progression, as maturation. See, it's not all about, a lot of people think about that word perfection, for example, that Jesus said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And they think that discipleship is you reach perfection and then it's over. Well, wait a minute, hold it. None of us can ever reach perfection. We're all on the way. We never arrive. That's exactly what Paul said in this reading. He said, not that I've gotten there, but I press on. And you have to understand what the word perfection in the Greek is. It's teleos. You know, we get the word telescope from that. So perfection is something that we look toward, that we strive toward, that we go toward, like a telescope. We look at it from afar and we head toward it. That's what discipleship is. So don't get discouraged if you're not perfect. A lot of people are perfectionistic. I'm not letting you off the hook and saying that you can do anything. But perfectionism can be a deadly disease because you never get there. You're always under guilt and condemnation. But rather, this is what God told me years ago. He said, Cedric, because I was beating myself up because I wasn't perfect. He said, Cedric, I'm not so much interested in your perfection. I'm interested in your progression. And that's what I want to tell you today. Head towards the goal. Follow Jesus. You're a disciple on the road. It's a journey. You go forward. You keep moving. You don't give up. You be resilient. And that's so beautiful. So as I said, you know, that saying that God gave me years ago, God's not interested in perfection. He's interested in progression. And that's in every walk of your life, in your dreams, in your goals, in your character, in your moral life, in your prayer life, in your family life, in your relationships. You know, in other words, if there's somebody that you struggle with, he's an irritating person, you try to forgive him. You try to let go of the guilt. You try to let go of the resentment. And then you're probably not going to be there right away, so you keep going forward. Then the next time, you try harder. With anger, you do the same thing. Maybe something makes you angry when a person cuts you off, for example, and you lose it. Well, the next time, maybe you can have more patience, and you grow and you grow and you grow. In every area of your life, this works. You have to go toward the goal. Not to the goal, toward the goal. You know, you're okay, and you're on your way. You know, that's important. You know, this is the genius, by the way, of the 12-step program. Right here in this chapel, people gather all the time that are in the 12-step program. That's Alcoholics Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Sex Anonymous, Gamblers Anonymous, Shoppers Anonymous, all these anonymous programs. And these are people who are in recovery. Now, they never recover. They're in recovery. They're heading toward the direction of wholeness and holiness and health. And, you know, these are people that are addicted to all these different things, and they want to get better. You know the reason why they... You know the reason why they meet together in these meetings? It's because they talk about their issues. Now, in the journey, one of the hardest things about the journey is facing your issues. Now, when I talk about going towards the goal, this is something a lot of people don't do. If you want to move forward in life, you have to face what's in here, what's in your heart. What a lot of people do is they stay stuck because they're not willing to look within. Now, a person who's addicted to something, oftentimes, what are the causes of these addictions? See, drinking, gambling, shopping, drugging, sex, these are what I call the symptoms. You have to get, this is the fruit, you have to get to the root of what's causing these things. If you're a person struggling with an addiction right now, not only do you have to face the fact and admit the fact that you have a problem with a certain substance, you have to go beneath that to find out, why do I have this problem? Most people are trying to escape pain of some sort, and a lot of the pain is within. For example, most people that are addicted, most people that are in the recovery program are insecure, they feel inadequate, they have low self-esteem, they deal with control issues, they may have been abused in the past. They have a fear of rejection, codependency issues, abandonment issues. But I go back again to the way people feel about themselves. Most people struggle with their self-image, with their body image. They feel inadequate. They feel insecure. Welcome to the human race. This is stuff that we all deal with. So what you do is, one of the most painful things that you do, and this is how you come into recovery, or this is really how you grow, you have to look at the issues that you have of insecurity, feelings of abandonment, you know, the inner codependency issues that you have. You have to face these issues. Otherwise, you're just going to stay stuck and you're going to keep going backwards. But once you begin to look within, and it hurts to know that you're not perfect. It hurts to know that you have low self-esteem. But once you begin to face it with God's grace, as you pray about your issues deep within, as you pray about your humanness, and as you pray about your insecurities, as you face these issues, you can move forward. God will help you incrementally, progressively. Remember what I said, it's all about the journey. God will help you to move forward into a whole new life. And you can do it. And in fact, it's crucial that you do it. You have to not just look at the symptom, the drinking and the drugging and the shopping or, you know, whatever you have, you must look within. And that's the way that you come into recovery. And again, I want to tell you, when you're in recovery, you're never going to get there. You're never going to arrive. But it's all about the journey. It's all about progression. It's all about movement. and it's all about going forward. You can do it. Some of you, maybe you just tuned into this program, and I think God did it for you providentially, because you're struggling with something, and you keep putting it off and putting it off, and you say, yeah, one day I'll get better, and I'll look at it, I'll face it. Now is the time to face it. That's why this program is on. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. You may never get another time like this. So I want you to face your issues, to move forward, and to grow. You may never come to perfection here on earth, but as long as you're heading that way, as long as you're moving that way, and it's the same thing in your prayer life. You know, you're struggling with your prayer life. Well, don't give up. Strive. Try reading the scriptures. Try reading some good spiritual books like mine. Keep watching good TV programs. Keep going to church. And God will bring you out of the struggle that you're in, and you'll go forward. You'll keep moving. You'll progress. You'll grow. And who knows what the future is for you in God. Same thing with your dreams. You know, maybe you have this dream of a new job and a new opportunity, and it doesn't seem to be happening. Well, keep doing the best you can with what you've got, with the job that you have, being faithful, living with integrity. And yeah, sometimes you want to give up and just throw the whole thing out the window. Well, don't quit or don't give up. Keep moving forward, and you watch what happens. You watch the doors that God will open for you. I wanted to share with you a song that I heard on the radio. It's by a singer named Miley Cyrus. Some of you have heard of her. She goes also by the name of Hannah Montana. I like to call this Hannah Montana theology. And it's called The Climb. And it goes with what I'm saying here. The verses are, I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming. But there's a voice inside my head that says, you'll never reach it. But I gotta keep trying. I gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. There's always gonna be an uphill battle. And sometimes I'm gonna lose. But it ain't about how fast I get there. It ain't about what's waiting on the other side. Get this, it's the climb. And that's why I love that song, because many people want to get to the top of the mountain. Many people want to get to the other side. But folks, I have to share with you, really, in life, it's the climb that matters. It's the journey that matters. It's heading that way that matters. It's following Jesus that matters. It's being on the road that matters. Not staying stuck and not going backwards, but somehow, some way, to some incremental degree, it's the going forward that matters. Why do people climb mountains? Not because it's there, because they want to know what's in here, in their heart. See, it's the trials that makes you or breaks you. It's the obstacles that can become opportunities. It's the tragedies that can be turned into triumph. It's the hardship, it's the weightlifting, it's the bench pressing that builds the muscles. And it's the same in your life. Why do we have all this stuff? Why all these tragedies? Why all these hardships? Why all these difficulties? Why all these sufferings? God's not punishing you, but these are opportunities. See, these obstacles can be opportunities for growth. Rick Warren is a man, he's a minister out in California who wrote a book called The Purpose-Driven Life. If you've ever want to read a good book, read that Purpose-Driven Life. His wife developed cancer. She's now in remission. When she had cancer, he wrote this. He said, life is a series of problems. Either you're in one now, you just came out of one, or you're going into one. And the reason for this is because God is more interested in your character than he is your comfort. God is more interested in you becoming holy than necessarily being happy. We can be reasonably happy here on earth, but really that's not the goal. The goal is to grow in character, to become like Christ. And I'll tell you, it means that we're going to have to face some mountains in life. And we all have them. Relationships, broken dreams, sufferings, feeling like you're stuck at times, getting grabbed by an addiction. Now, these are hard things, but you can move through them and you can go forward. Remember, it's not about getting there. It's about the journey. It's not all going to happen at once, so don't grow discouraged when you're not perfect right away, but be determined and be disciplined, be relentless about going forward in your life. And this is something that from years ago God taught me, that in these areas of my life, in my spiritual life, in my character development, in my dreams, in my visions, that I was going to have to work on this, that it wasn't all just going to happen at once, that I had to journey forward and progress, and you can do it. Just like I said, be determined and don't give up. That's really important. So I want to tell you that it's really important to press on. You got to forget what lies behind and press on. And I've discovered that no matter how hard something is, that it's amazing. If you keep pressing on, doors will open. I think, for example, about this TV ministry that I have. You know, I'm happy to say that right now, as you're watching this, I'm on in your city, but I'm on in about 30 different cities right now, and including New York City. We're talking about the five boroughs of New York, including downtown Manhattan Island, twice a day, every day, on NetTV. That's the Catholic station there in New York. And I hear from people from Brooklyn and, you know, the other boroughs that are out there, and Staten Island and Queens and Manhattan Island and the Bronx, you know, and reaching out in Florida and California and Michigan and Massachusetts and all these different places. Well, it wasn't always that way. Years ago, I had this dream to reach out beyond the walls of the church. Because, you know, people were coming to my retreats, they were coming to my missions, and they're good people, they're faithful people, they love God, and I'm preaching to them, but I'm thinking to myself, what about all these people that I meet on airplanes that aren't going to church? What about all these people that used to be altar boys that have fallen away from the church? I'm a Catholic priest, and I have a heart to reach out to these people. And I want people to come back. I want people to know God in a personal way. I want people to have eternal life. And I mean, I had such a burning desire to reach out to these people, and I have this dream, you know, how do you do it? Well, let me tell you what's happening. At this very moment, people are surfing. They're not surfing on a surfboard, they're surfing with a channel changer. So I knew the way to get to the people was to get on TV, but I had no producer, I had no money, I had no contacts. How is this going to happen? I have this big dream and vision. Reach out beyond the walls of the church, have a church without walls. But I had nothing going for me in that realm. But I had a dream, and I had a vision, and I knew it was from God. See, with God, all things are possible. With God, anything can happen. You just got to have faith, and you got to have a dream and a vision. And you got to be determined and not give up. It's interesting, you know, I started writing books years ago. One book led to another. It took a lot of work and a lot of discipline, and I had to keep pressing on. And then, you know, interestingly, people started buying my books. I was real happy about that. And it started to provide income for me. My superior saw that I was making money. I told him about my dream for TV. They let me use that money toward TV. So now I had some money to hire a producer. And then what I did is I started to seek out outlets, went to Boston Catholic TV, went to New York Catholic TV, started buying time on secular stations. It's amazing how things started happening. And then as we were reaching out, started reaching out to people that were falling away, people that were addicted, people that do go to church and want inspiration. I'm hearing from so many people all around the country, emails, letters, you know, all these different ways of contact, phone calls, and they're talking to me about what this program means to them. So what I'm simply saying is that when you have a dream or a vision, when it comes to character development, when it comes to your prayer life, when it comes to your relationships, when it comes to your life in general, don't give up. Be resilient. Keep pressing on. I faced a wall when it came to TV. Like I said, you have to understand how many times I almost gave up. There was no money. There was no producer, no contacts, no outlets, no nothing. And I want to be on TV? How's that ever going to happen? Well, it has happened by the grace of God. And no matter what wall you're facing, you can do it by the grace of God. Don't give up. Be determined. People have all had to face hardships and trials. You can face these hardships and trials and move through them too. So, what are you facing? Are you facing a relationship problem? Perhaps you're struggling in a marriage. And I want to tell you, press on. Maybe you've had children that have fallen away from the faith and they've grown up and they're nothing like you wanted them to be. Press on. Don't you give up. Maybe you're sick. You have a disease. And you're suffering and it's hard. Press on. And perhaps your dreams aren't coming to fruition. Like St. Paul of the Cross, he got rejected by the church that he loved. Like myself, struggled for so many years with this dream and vision, nothing was happening. Don't you give up. Never say, no way. And perhaps you've sinned, and you're wrestling with an addiction and some things that have happened in the past. Do you understand that the gospel is all about forgiveness, and it's all about mercy, and it's all about the fact that Jesus died for you personally on the cross? Receive forgiveness, go to confession, and press on. Don't stay stuck. The devil wants you stuck, and he wants you going backwards. Perhaps you're dry in your prayer life, and you're experiencing desolation. Well, you can experience consolation. Press on. Don't you give up. As Paul the Apostle said, this one thing that I do, I forget what lies behind and I press on towards the goal of life in Christ Jesus. And I want to share this story with you as I conclude. It's about being resilient. It's about being determined. It's about being indefatigable and relentless in your life. And that's a virtue you pray for. Perseverance. God will grace you and strengthen you and help you in every area of your life. And you can be a person of passion. You don't have to be a lukewarm, mediocre, mamsy-pamsly disciple. Now, you can be strong, you can be passionate, proactive, moving forward in every area of your life, facing your issues, doing what you need to do, pressing on, developing, growing, maturing. That's my dream for you. That's why I had to face what I had to face so that I could reach out. I want to empower you and help you to move forward. So I wanted to share with you this story. It's kind of a humorous story about this mule who is walking on a farm and he sees a dry well and he goes in there, you know, looking for a little bit of water and he stumbled and the mule fell. It was about 15 feet down and he fell down the dry well. Well, he's making all this noise. And the farmer heard it, and he goes over to the dry well, and he looks down there, and he could see the mule down there. He goes, how am I going to get this thing out? So he threw ropes down, and he tried to tie it around him, and the mule just, you know, kept moving, and he couldn't get it. And, every idea he tried to come up with to get this mule out of that well wasn't working. So finally, he thought to himself, you know, the merciful thing to do is to put it out of its misery. So he got his friends and some of his sons. They took shovelfuls and they were going to bury it alive, just put it out of its misery. So they shovel up some dirt and they throw it down the well. And the mule at first, you know, when he saw all this dirt coming down, I mean, he started making all this, you know, honking noises and piteous noises because, you know, they were going to bury it alive. He figured out what he was doing. And then the mule started to do something interesting. Every time they threw a shovelful of dirt down into him and it fell on him, you know what the mule did? He shook it off. And he stepped up on the dirt. And then they threw more dirt down there. And it fell on its back. And he shook it off. And he stepped up on the dirt. And that more dirt kept coming. More sandfuls kept coming. He kept shaking it off and stepping up, shaking it off, stepping it up, shaking it off, stepping up. And before long, he stepped right out of the well. And what I want to tell you is sometimes it's the dirt that's thrown on us. It's the stuff, the trials, the hardships, the broken dreams, the yuck stuff of life that gets thrown on us, that you know what? If you shake it off and you be resilient and you keep pressing on, that's the stuff that actually you will step on to get you out of your mess and keep you pressing on. So if a mule can do it, if I can do it, St. Paul of the Cross can do it, St. Paul the Apostle, Jesus, you can do it. That same Holy Spirit is on you and in you that was in them and in me. And my heart's desire as a Catholic priest is this: forgetting for you, forgetting what lies behind, this one thing I do, Paul said, forgetting what lies behind, I press on towards the goal in Christ Jesus. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live. Live with passion.